What is going on, guys? Before we get into today's show, I want to talk to you about our sponsor, Harry's. New year, new you. Maybe you're taking better care of yourself this year. Maybe you're just looking to shave more regularly. Maybe you want to lose a little bit of weight. Maybe the razor, the beard needs to go. I don't know. Hey, but you need to get over to harrys.com/lineup to get it all started. Of course, I've been a Harry's guy for years. Love, love, love their products. Love their razors. Love their shave gel. Love the convenience more than anything. Harry shows up on time. You need it when you need it. You don't have to deal with the drugstore. Listen, I pretty much buy everything online. Why are you not buying high-quality, inexpensive razors online with Harry's? You go over there, okay? You go over there to harrys.com/lineup, and here's what you're going to get. Trial offer, $13 value for free. Just cover the shipping. That's it. Great way to support the show. Great way to get yourself some new shaving equipment. You're going to get the handle. You're going to get the blade cartridges. You're going to get the shave gel. Boom. That's it. Just sign up. That's all they want you to do. They're going to send you stuff for free just for signing up. That's what I'm saying. Right? You just sign up. They're going to send you stuff. Use the promo code. Support the show. Let's go ahead and get into it. Going on, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on in the Lineup Logic Podcast, the daily fantasy podcast, bringing you lineup construction ideas for the NBA DFS slate upcoming on FanDuel and DraftKings. I'm your host, Sean Kane. Little three-game miniature slate. Of course, we have the afternoon game in London, which is going to be a lot of fun to watch. But we're going to go ahead and tackle this three-game. If you're playing tonight or sitting out, last night was a little bit bananas. Everybody went nuts, except for Bobby Portis and except for DeMarcus Cousins. But Chi-Chi looked good last night. I mean, we were all over Gary Harris, and we were all over Kemba Walker, Chris Dunn, all of those guys. Spectre was on Lauri Markkanen, as he usually is. That was a solid call. So it was a good night. You know, we had an interesting takes from a lot of the lineups within the Lineup Logic community, and we were the most profitable ones involved a lot of Ekpe Udoh. I'll say that there was a big shift from Lineup Logic team in our Slack chat at the end of the night, right before lock, when we got that Ekpe Udoh news that he was going to be starting and playing 30 minutes. There was a lot of Ekpe Udoh going on. So that worked out. He smashed over 40 fantasy points for Udoh. So definitely was a good night for the Lineup Logic people. Good night for Fantasy 5x5. Glad to be a partner of theirs. But let's go ahead. We're going to go game by game through the main slate, which is only a three gamer, but some nice national television games, some basketball worth watching after the London game. So let's go ahead and jump into tonight. All right. So like I said, three games. The first game of the night is the Cavs at the Raptors. This one has a 218 total here, and the Cavs right now are favored by 2. So that's what we're seeing. Now, the other two games don't have a line, which is, I don't know, I mean, hey, okay, they don't have a line, but primarily because of injury stuff. We don't know who's playing, who's not in the Spurs game and in the Clippers. Those two rosters are not really complete. So those games do not have a line. But let's start with Cavs-Raptors because this is going to be a good one. And, of course, you know, it really all centers around the Kyle Lowry news. It doesn't look like he's going to play. Like I mentioned, it's a tailbone injury. It was confirmed yesterday that it's a tailbone injury. So instantly you've got DeLon Wright in play there, Fred VanVleet behind him. But DeLon Wright certainly seems to be much more offensively minded, much more interesting for our purposes of DFS. So DeLon Wright is going to probably be a cash game staple for a lot of folks, as well as as well as DeMar. And DeMar, you know, this would be a good matchup no matter what, even if Lowry was playing. But with the additional usage, you may say, well, okay, Sean, but he didn't play well the other night. He didn't shoot well the other night. He was very inefficient. And that makes sense against Miami team. It's just not even close to the same quality of defense from Miami and Cleveland. Cleveland, I mean, allowing some of the most points in the league on a regular basis. They are 29th in defensive efficiency. I mean, are you kidding me? 29th in defensive efficiency, and they're the favorite to leave the East? It's just unbelievable. So even DeMar DeRozan, and we've been attacking them at the two guard all year long. So DeMar DeRozan is definitely in play no matter what. DeLon Wright, very, very interesting. And then I think you have to try to figure out what to do with the front court, because Serge Ibaka is likely going to be suspended. Okay, fine. Serge Ibaka is going to be suspended. My guess is Anunoby slides to the four. CJ Miles plays a little bit more three. And, you know, you probably will see the Pascal Siakam, all those guys. But my guess is it really is going to free up mostly some production and a little bit more run for Jonas Valanciunas, who has been really good. And if he gets over 20 minutes, he is really viable, because he just is such an offensive force. He really, really is aggressive with the basketball. He just hasn't gotten enough minutes. So Jonas Valanciunas is very interesting to me. We've seen centers. We know, you know, we saw Nurkic do this against Cleveland the other night. We know Cleveland, for the most part, doesn't really defend the paint that well. And so I think Jonas Valanciunas, I think you could go with all three Raptors in your lineups. And then you flip it over to the Cavs. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, everyone is going to play LeBron, and everybody should play LeBron. You know, LeBron is the highest priced player on the slate, but also the best player on the slate, and one of the best investments that you can make here. So very, very interested in LeBron. Going to anchor him into all my lineups, make it work with some of the other value pieces there. As far as other Cavaliers go, I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting to think about Dwayne Wade here. You know, he has struggled on the second unit with Isaiah Thomas back there, but he had two nice games, and I think he's the kind of bench player that you can be different with in this game. And if this game gets high scoring, he's the kind of bench player that provides a little bit of value at the shooting guard position that you feel okay with. There's something interesting there to me. I think he's just slightly undervalued. Kevin Love is also interesting. Jonas Valanciunas is not a phenomenal defender without Serge Ibaka there. You know, Love's salary is just so cheap. I mean, Kevin Love for 6,700 to Jonas Valanciunas for 62. You have a situation here where you have a guy who easily can go for 40 on a nightly basis. You know, the highest fantasy point per minute player on the center slate. 1.2 fantasy points per minute. That is better than every other center on the slate. And he is one of the cheapest. He's cheaper than DeAndre Jordan. He's cheaper than Willie Cauley-Stein. And there he is at third place. So, you know, very interested in that price point for Kevin Love on FanDuel. Now, on DraftKings, he didn't get the same discount, you know, probably because of his season-long outlook. But on DraftKings, Jonas Valanciunas, very interesting at just 5,400. So, you know, there's a couple different ways to go there, but that's about all I'm interested in the Cavaliers side of things. Although I do think it should be a good game. It'd be an interesting test to see if the Raps can keep up that kind of real scrappy play that they showed against Miami. All right, moving on. Next game, we're going out west here. We have the Spurs at the Lakers. That is the other very, very nice prime time, you know, national television game. Well, and initially your immediate response is, well, wait a second, nice primetime game, Sean. I mean, this is going to be steamrolled. The Lakers have been terrible. They're in disarray. Jordan Clarkson, I don't know if anybody saw the Jordan Clarkson thing. Woj tweeted out that the Lakers have made it very clear that Larry Nance, Jordan Clarkson, and who was the last one? Somebody else are available. Jordan Clarkson replies, TF. Like, the fuck? available for what? Where am I going? So that's interesting. This Lakers team is in a little bit of disarray, but I mean, would you expect anything else? It's like this, they are a reality TV show. That's their deal. That's how they do things. But you know, Spurs Lakers is interesting because you have a lot of injuries on the Spurs side of things. Kawhi is going to be out. Tony Parker is going to be out. And so you instantly on the Spurs side of things go, okay, Deontay Murray, right? Deontay Murray, Patty Mills, be careful, Patty Mills, because they do a little bit of split. They do a little bit of split and Murray can disappear. Whereas Mills can just be, can be just as aggressive. And I think for me, I think Patty Mills is probably the play just because I think that, you know, his experience, he's going to be willing to take a little bit more advantage. And I think Pop trusts him. I think Pop will run Patty Mills 24 minutes a night, pretty much every single night this year. That's kind of his number. But outside of that, I instantly want to get LaMarcus Aldridge in my lineups. Now, he doesn't fit my 9-5 and below rule, but on a small slate, the way he's been playing lately, I have zero issues going straight at LaMarcus Aldridge. So I think a lot of what I'm doing tonight is saying, okay, I have to get LaMarcus, I have to get DeRozan, I have to get LeBron. Okay, what do I do with the rest of it, right? Those are the three major pieces that I want. Then I build from there. And if you want to be different, because listen, that's what everybody's going to go, at least with two of those. If you want to be different, pick one to fade and find someone else to invest in. But I think that that's kind of the core of what I'm going to try to do. LaMarcus Aldridge has been absolutely phenomenal. 34 minutes a game, almost 40 fantasy points per game, 1.16 fantasy points per minute. He's just been excellent. The only person who matches his fantasy points per minute at that position, Julius Randle. And he's been really good. And this is a good time to flip over to the Lakers side of things. But Randle really has. He's been very good. And he's taken over some more minutes recently. And you can kind of see it in the numbers. He's trending up in the right direction. He's been over a fantasy point per minute. Very, very efficient. You know, Walton seems to have figured out how to get to this kid recently. And he's, you know, getting upwards of, I would feel comfortable saying anywhere between, I'm going to say he plays 28 minutes tonight. I'm going to say he plays 28 minutes. Unless he gets to a situation where he can't hang defensively, I'm going to say he plays 28 minutes. Now, you don't start front court players against the Spurs. That's the truth. It's a very difficult. But I do want to point out that he's an interesting pivot, and he's relatively inexpensive if you're looking for someone in the front court down there. I can't do Brook Lopez. I know he hit a couple threes the other night. It's just not, his role just isn't really there. Pau Gasol, I could see Pau Gasol being, you know, kind of a last ditch, like, oh, I need one more guy. Yeah, okay, fine. If you're lucky, he goes and he gets you 20 points. And he had a nice game against the Lakers earlier this year, I believe. So, you know, there's an argument to be made for that. But I think, you know, as far as Spurs go, it's probably LaMarcus. It's probably Patty Mills for me. Do I want to go with the Bryn Forbes situation? I don't know. Davis Bertans, yeah, I could see that if he continues to get the minutes that we think he's going to get. And Kyle Anderson. And Kyle Anderson is the last one that I want to mention because, you know, he is good for 30 minutes. Now, he's not good for more than 25 fantasy points. I mean, that's where his ceiling lies. But I think that he is a solid cash game play, a very predictable floor, very, 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 very safe option for the price that you're getting at $5,600 on FanDuel and $5,400 on DraftKings. So a couple Spurs here for nice, safe floors, a little bit of upside. But definitely want LaMarcus as a building block of my lineups in a lot of ways. All right, moving on to the last game. Oh, sorry, I didn't even talk about Lakers. My fault. The Lakers. I'm impressed with Lonzo. I'm not impressed with, you know, the Ball family in general. But if Lonzo, if Lonzo had a different family, I would like this kid a lot more. Yeah, I mean, he's been phenomenal. He's just so sound. I think what I really like about the kid is that he does everything that's required of a basketball player, not just score. He's not a score first guy. He's not. He does everything else that's required of a basketball player, and he makes life easy for the rest of his teammates in that respect. Now, if they can get some scorers on this team, which, just let's be clear, they don't have any shooters. They don't have shooters. KCP was supposed to be a shooter, and he's been terrible from the arc. So they just don't have shooters right now. Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed with the consistency. Do I like? I don't really like the price at $7,800. I think that that's a little bit of. I think it's an interesting pivot. The Spurs, I think it's a pivot. You attack backcourt against the Spurs. You don't necessarily love, playing a rookie against Popovich defense, but at the same time, you know, they're shorthanded. No Tony Parker, no Kawhi Leonard. He's going to be going up against Patty Mills and Deontay Murray. Not exactly terrifying, and we know he's not scoring dependent. So you're asking him for 37 fantasy points. That's not crazy. He's been averaging 33 per game with just about exactly one fantasy point per minute. That's one of the best marks on the slate. So I think you could do Lonzo Ball. I think you could if you had the money. But of course, then there's also this game, which is even more interesting to me. Clippers Kings. Clippers coming off that big win last night, man. You know, Lou Williams. Let's just shout out to Lou Williams, right? That's me. I'm clapping for him. I love this man. You know, I'm watching last night. I'm watching the Wolves game. I was watching the Warriors game, and I'm like, we need more Lou Williams and Jamal Crawford in our life, ladies and gentlemen. We just need straight pull up, don't care, get out of my face. I'm gonna shoot this no matter what. This is where my heart is in basketball. My heart belongs to Lou Will and Jamal Crawford, and Gerald Green, all those guys who just want to get buckets. Fired up. No shot is a bad shot. I mean, unbelievable. He gets the Kings tonight. The Kings are bad. The Kings are bad, but they are slow. They are nowhere near the pace that the Warriors are, and there's going to be nowhere near the energy in the building that there was at Oracle. So do you expect 50 points from Lou Will again? No, but you can't expect the usage, which has just been unbelievable. You know, the man has a floor of 30 points right now. You can't stop him from scoring 30 fantasy points. He's done that basically since Christmas and beyond. And he's played upwards of 30 minutes, and he's taken a shit ton of shots. I mean, last night, 43% usage rate, 27 attempts, 29 the night before in Atlanta. Like, all offense goes through him and CJ Williams. CJ Williams played phenomenally well last night. I love CJ Williams in this situation as well. He's been very consistent. He's still not expensive. So I think he could definitely be in the mix. Wait a second. No. Oh, he got the ankle injury. Yikes. You're rereading. I reread that injury report. I thought that was from a week ago. So that means that Wallace is going to probably get the start, which is really interesting, which probably means that Juwan Evans will play a lot more minutes, primarily because Evans is going to run the point, and then Wallace is going to have to run over at the two while Lou runs the three. Really, that's what they're going to need to do. Maybe you're going to get a little bit more Sam Decker, but he looked totally lost last night. I was watching that game. He looked just lost. So we'll see. I mean, Wesley Johnson probably gets a lot of good run. Maybe you could play him. He's not a very productive scorer. He doesn't really like holding the basketball. he likes playing defense. So as far as Clippers go, oh, I mean, it's DJ, really. That's really where you want to be tonight. I think DJ and Lou Williams probably are the starting points for me. And I think you could probably go to one of those value guys like Wallace in this situation. And if I had to rank the value guys, I would probably say Wallace, Evans, Wesley Johnson. And Wesley Johnson only because of the minutes. And obviously, I would love CJ Williams if he plays above all of those. So those are kind of where I'm at. And I mean, Evans is very, very viable. It's just you flip over to the Kings side of things, and you have, you know, you have guys at similar price points, and guys like De'Aaron Fox has been playing a ton of minutes. Who knows if George Hill's going to be back? You know, it seems like he's actually attending to a relatively serious health matter with his wife and baby. So hopefully everything is okay there. But I'm not playing Buddy Hield, but I'll tell you who I will play is Bogdan Bogdanovic. The man has been taking some shots. Like, the usage is there for Bogdan. Like, he's gotten over the whole, like, oh, I'm a rookie, I don't know what I should do. And he's been getting 32 minutes on a regular basis. He's taken at least 10 field goal attempts, and he's got about a 20% usage rate right now. So it's there. And we attack the Clippers at the two. We know that that's where you want to attack them. And Bogdan may be that guy. So I have no problem with Bogdan Bogdanovic in this situation. I'm not playing Buddy Hield. I've never liked Buddy Hield. I can't do it. As far as other pieces in this lineup for the Kings, the only other guy that has been relatively consistent is Willie Cauley-Stein. And I just don't know that I can pay $7K for Willie Cauley-Stein when I can get Kevin Love for 6-7. Like, that's just backwards to me. I don't know if I can do that just from a quality of player and role standpoint and total, you know, competitive, all that kind of stuff. Like, it all just adds up to, like, I don't know if Willie Cauley-Stein is a good reason, except for lower ownership. That's the only reason that I would play him. So yeah, the Kings for me, I think I'm probably concentrating my efforts on maybe some, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and then possibly some De'Aaron Fox if we have no George Hill, and possibly some Willie Cauley-Stein, but I'm not excited about it. So that's it. All right, let's head over to FanDuel. Let's see if we can throw together a lineup real quick. I said that I wanted to, you know, start my core with LeBron, LaMarcus, and this is going to be an expensive core. LeBron, LaMarcus, okay, and who was the last one? DeRozan. This is totally stars and scrubs, and you know what? I have FOMO about these three. I think that there's 50-point potential from all three of them. I don't want to miss anything. So now I got 4,800 per player. The nice thing is we got so much value out here, it's going to be possible to do it all. Okay? I mean, so let's take a look at maybe a Patty Mills. Let's take a look at DeLon Wright. Let's take a look at Bogdan. Small forward, I'm going to go down to oh, man. Sam Dekker is so cheap. So cheap. So unproductive, though. He just doesn't really play that much. CJ Miles is very interesting to me, because we know CJ Miles can shoot. He really can. But he's just really, they can't play him much more than 20 minutes because he's just so old. He is. I don't know what you want me to say. He's old. Let's do this. Let's go with Dekker, and actually, oof, man, I wish Bogdan was small forward eligible. He is small forward eligible on DK, so you play him at small forward on DK. Manu. Oh, man, Manu. I forgot about Manu. Danny Green is out. Manu Ginobili. That's really interesting. Really productive. I'm going to put him in there real quick. Let's see what we can do, because I may want to spend up. And then at power forward, oh, you really, really, really want to see Davis Bertans get some good run again. Will he? I'm not sure, but I don't think there's any reason to doubt it. So let's pretend we got Davis Bertans, and the reason I'm doing this is because then I can get to Kevin Love. So this is a really interesting lineup. Oh, wow, that's a lot of Spurs. I don't know if I'm allowed to have that many Spurs in there. I may have to do some work here. And actually, I can. I think I can do some Tyrone Wallace, and then it'll change things. So let's look at this. This is Patty Mills, DeLon Wright, DeMar DeRozan, Tyrone Wallace, LeBron James, probably Wesley Johnson. Actually, it'll probably be Wesley Johnson at the other two. Marcus Aldridge, Davis Bertans, and Kevin Love. Now, that's not bad, man. I mean, that's stars and scrubs, but I see about 25 minutes at least for every single one of these guys in this lineup, and I have all the stars on the slate. You know, I think this is a decent starting point. So we'll see what the news brings. Good luck in your contest, guys. Enjoy the afternoon game. Hopefully you can watch it on your computer while you're at work and not pay attention to actually doing work, because fuck work.